15 minutes. What if 15 minutes is all that it would take to turn what you do from a nice to have someday into a need to have right now for your perfect ideal audience? Because let's face it over here, have you noticed how some coaches out there have potential clients literally almost begging to work with them just from one conversation, while others have to follow up, they're being ghosted. It's like 60 minutes of you explaining what you do and how it works, and almost like twisting somebody's arm to get them to say yes. The difference here isn't luck. It's about how you structure your conversations with people and having a value-first approach that ultimately creates genuine demand for what you do. So today, I'm going to pull the curtains and I'm going to reveal to you exactly how to create 15-minute expert audits or expert assessments that have potential clients asking you how they can get started working with you, not the other way around. Because the thing over here is that most coaches out there and experts are being taught that what you need to do is get people on a strategy session, on a sales call, discovery call, however you want to call it. And ultimately, these are calls where you're spending most of your time going deep into uncovering what your audience's problem is, why this matters to them, what they want, what their goals are, and then explaining the solutions. And it just feels so much like this very salesy approach. Mind you, this is what I was taught. This is very likely what you are all being taught. And what we were basically implementing in our business all the way until about 2020, when we realized that there had to be a better way about approaching these conversations. And now, thousands of calls later, I can tell you that there is definitely a better way of approaching the sales process that will bring in leads, that will bring in clients, and that will make the sales process just a lot easier. Now, I call these the 15-minute expert audit or the 15-minute expert assessment or assessment. You can call it whatever you want. But what I can tell you is that it has completely changed our entire business, because instead of spending hours on these traditional strategy sessions or sales calls or whatever, we do this quick value-packed assessment where we are focusing on delivering very real actionable value upfront and making the decision of whether to move into a sales call or not very easy, very transparent, so that people can make that decision on their own. And because of that, we've hit a 61% conversion rate on the sales calls once we move people there. Because by the time that somebody hops on a sales call with us, they're basically already pre-sold. That's what you want. You want people to be pre-sold by the time you're getting on a sales call with them. This is not about tricks. It's not about manipulation. It's not about this perfect script process on the sales call. It's about giving people a genuine taste of what it's like working with you in a way that is so compelling that they naturally want to work with you and move forward. So I want to break down the three key elements that make those 15-minute assessments work really, really powerfully and turn it what you do even more into a need to have. So the first thing is you want to really focus on delivering upfront value that creates immediate wins for your audience or the person you're talking to, right? So this is really about providing genuine, meaningful value right away. I feel like most coaches out there are terrified of giving away too much in these initial conversations because they think, well, if I give away too much, people are not going to want to hire me. They're going to run away and they're going to try to implement this on their own. And the scarcity mindset is exactly the reason why you're stuck in high-pressure sales conversations that don't lead into getting people to buy, basically. The truth is that power buyers, the type of people who are action-driven, you know, vision-driven, action takers, the type of people who are ready to invest and are looking to solve the problem, they're not just looking for tips. They're looking for a trusted expert to guide them in their transformation, right? So on your 15-minute assessment, your goal should be to deliver something that is so valuable that they're genuinely better off after speaking with you, even if you gave them a lot of value for free, right? Whether they become a client or not, you want to really give them a lot of value. So to give you an example, in my brand message assessments, which is what I call my own 15-minute expert audit, I look at people's messaging, whether that means their websites, their social media, any content that they want to share, or even Google Docs sometimes. And what I do is that I go in there and I identify the very specific issues that they don't even recognize are preventing them from attracting ideal clients. So I give them immediate, implementable feedback that they can use right away. And because of this, we've had people literally implement this and have results from that change that they've made in their messaging within that same week, which is insane, right? So the idea here is that we're giving them so much value on that call, it's like impossible for them to say no. This is very strategic because when you deliver real value up front, you're building immediate trust and credibility. You're showing rather than telling your expertise. It's not just about like, oh, look at all these things that I do. It's showing them, right? You're creating a very tangible before and after experience of what it's like working with you. So you want to think about what quick win you could deliver in your niche. Like if you're a health coach, for example, you maybe are analyzing their current eating patterns and you're going to identify the nutrient deficiency that that's causing them to have like energy crashes in the afternoon or something like that. Or if you're a relationship coach, you might focus on identifying the very specific communication pattern that's creating unnecessary conflict with their pattern. Whatever your niche is, you want to ask yourself, what's the most valuable insight that I could deliver in 15 minutes that would create for these people like true aha moments, just insights, right? And that is basically where you want to begin. And this is why these conversations are really valuable. The second key element is demonstrating your expertise through your angle of mastery. Basically, you're showing these people things that other people don't see. And this is, again, where most coaches miss a massive opportunity. They try to impress potential clients by talking about their credentials or even their client results. And while that can be valuable for the sales process, power buyers aren't just looking for somebody with experience. They want to make sure that you understand them and you understand the specific problem that they have right now. So on your 15-minute assessment, you want to show them that you're recognizing patterns within them that they haven't been able to recognize before. Like even if they've hired coaches before, even if they've hired mentors or consultants or whatever it is, you are showing them that you understand the problem in a way that nobody has shown it to them before, and that your solution to that problem is basically the antidote to the problem that they have. So for me, for example, I take a very close look at messaging and I point out the things that are super obvious to me, obviously, but not necessarily for them, that is like the very reason why they're not attracting the right people. And the thing is that they're using these things in their content, in their videos, in their sales pages, on the websites or whatever, their LinkedIn profiles, and they don't even recognize them because they've been taught otherwise. So I show them this phrase over here. That one is speaking to people, like you're being, I call it the Ursula, you're speaking to the poor and fortunate souls. You're speaking to people who are broke and you haven't even recognized this. Or what you're saying here is really unique, but it's kind of buried underneath all of this other copy. You need to leverage that even more because that is where your magic is at. This is how you differentiate yourself from everybody else. Or the way that you're communicating about your offer makes it sound like a nice to have, and here's the reason why. And here's what you need to say to make it feel even more compelling so that people take action and want to buy from you. So I go in and show them the very specific things that nobody else has shown them before, right? Like I give them the words, the phrases, the sentences, the messages that they can incorporate into their marketing that is going to make a massive difference. And some of these people come to me and they haven't even begun their marketing journey yet, but they have a lot of experience and they have knowledge and they don't know how to articulate what makes them different. So I show them, hey, here, this little thing over here is what you've been missing out on or what you could leverage to make sure that you attract power buyers, right? So this is basically what you want to do is think about like, how do I reveal insights? How do I show them that I understand these patterns that nobody else out there is talking about and that therefore they haven't been able to get results before because they hadn't seen this problem. They haven't shown it. And again, this is what I call your angle of mastery, right? This is your approach. This is your mastery. This is where you're revealing your expertise in a way that nobody else out there is doing. So the key here is showing them that you see beneath the surface, that you have a unique lens through which you view their challenges. And ultimately, it naturally positions you as that expert that they really need right now. Now, the third element is what actually creates true demand for your solutions. Like this is where this, what you do becomes a need to have, right? And what you're doing here is now you're giving them a taste of your solution, right? So most coaches make one of the two mistakes here. They either try to hide their expertise to create mystery. Like I have a cool process, a very unique process to solve the problem, but you don't say anything. Or they try to explain their entire methodology and framework and modalities and processes in 15 minutes. And I can tell you that neither of those approaches work. Instead, you want to give them a taste of your solution, just enough to show them that there's a very clear path forward, but not so much that they think that they can implement it all on their own and figure it out, right? So for me, it's like a movie trailer, right? Where you're showing them, you know, enough of the story for them to feel like very excited about what's coming up, but not so much that they're like, I already saw the movie. I don't need to watch the rest, right? So you're revealing even more, but you're implementing to them or giving them a formula that would allow them to get results. So for example, on my brand message assessments, after I've identified their core messaging issues, I will literally rewrite their messaging for them live on the call. Now, I have a process for this called the Need to Have Formula. It's a whole framework that I've created. And so what I do is I write that for them. And mind you, I have written thousands of these in every possible niche that you can imagine, but I show them how I would personally optimize their messaging by actually doing it for them in a way that is highly, highly, highly effective. So I show them the solution. I'm like, instead of doing this, here's what I would do. Here's how you speak to the power buyers. Here's how I would reveal your angle of mastery. Here's what how I would turn what you do into a need to have. Here you go. And now what happens because of that is that now I'm showing them what working with me is literally like. Like I'm revealing it to them live on that call. And because of that, I get people that tell me, I have never had somebody explain my message to me the way that you have right now. This is better than I have ever tried before. I've hired coaches in the past and nobody has been able to do for me what you just did in these 15 minutes. It is insane. The rave that I get at the end of these calls. And because of that, people will naturally tell me, okay, well then what's the next step? How do I implement this? How do I hire you to teach me how to do that? Or how do I hire you to have you do this for me? It is a really cool process. And so what I do with my clients is I teach them how to do this on their own 15-minute expert audits, right? It's evaluating their situation and writing for them a formula for their clients, obviously a formula that would help them in a way solve their problems. Now, obviously, 99.999% of my clients are not business coaches or marketing or messaging coaches. They're relationship or health or executive coaches or leadership or mindset or different types of health or weight loss or different things. But what we do in those cases is, again, we still create a roadmap that is highly clear, very effective for their clients. Like I had one of my clients, Emma, for example, who is an RTT, so rapid transformation therapy coach for focus on relationship. And using this 15-minute expert audit process, she was able to sign the CEO of a $1 billion company where they hired her to help him find a partner and fix the relationship issues and the patterns that he's been experiencing in his life. Because of what she revealed in the 15-minute expert audit and the process that she created for him. And so this is the idea. You're creating so much value, it feels like what you do is a need to have for them. And this is literally what I find to be the most effective thing in the world in terms of sales. It is easy, it is short. You naturally move people into a sales call. You ask them, are you interested in implementing what I just told you? Do you want to find out more about how we can help you? And if they say no, okay, perfect. Good luck. I will send you the recording anyways. If they say yes, we move them to a sales call, and that's where over 60% of the people that we talk to end up becoming clients. And so if you want to experience this process yourself, you want to have an expert audit with me, a brand message assessment with me, all you have to do is go to brandmessagesession.com or find the link underneath this episode to book your call with me. On that call, I will literally just show you a different way of doing things. I will show you how a 15-minute expert audit works, how to, you know, how we can really optimize your message so that you can speak to buyers by revealing your angle of mastery and turning what you do into a need to have. Click below to book your call and make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Spotify, and you find me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. I will talk to you real soon.